Likely rounds Thursday, Friday too, with each day's highs going to the middle 80s.
Out of the tropics, just a minor feature way out there off the coast of Africa, showing some signs of potential development, but it's far away.
Ralph Sanji, WGSO. The annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd. Lined with shops, galleries, boutiques, restaurants, and a wide variety of music, food, arts, and crafts, paired with businesses and also featured in the depot and Cornerstone parking lots. Family fun at the annual Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs. Saturday, September 3rd, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. More info at Art Walk, downtown Ocean Springs Facebook page.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Another edition of Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com and of course on the Mixler app. So if you haven't downloaded that, make sure you do so. You can get it on either the iPhone or you can get it on Android. Doesn't matter. It's free and there's no ads. So no reason not to pick to get that app. And that is the best way to stream all of WGSO's content. So make sure you you do that. No Rudy tonight. He is not able to attend the festivities on this wonderful Tuesday night, but he'll be back tomorrow. And look forward to talking with him because we got a lot to talk about tonight. And I'm sure him and I'll have a lot to talk about tomorrow as well. But wanted to talk about the Pelicans a little bit to start things off tonight. And I'm not sure if you've been paying attention, but the good play of the Pelicans last year has rewarded them with 18 national televised games this year, which that's fantastic, and that shows that the faith that the NBA has and the Pelicans becoming a playoff caliber team. But they're going to open the season on October 19th against the Nets in Brooklyn, and unfortunately for the Pelicans, though, the first 8 of the first 11 games are going to be on the road, so they're going to get tested pretty quick
To see what kind of road team they're going to be. But the home opener will be on October 23rd against the Jazz. And then on the 25th, the Mavericks will come to the Smoothie King Center. And that game is going to be on TNT. So a lot to look forward to. And, you know, obviously with having Zion Williamson back and to go along with C.J. McCollum and Brandon Ingram, I think there is a lot to be excited about. And there's also, if you don't have cable, there is going to be some other ways that you can watch the Pelicans this year, because Bally Sports Plus is going to launch September 26th in Louisiana, and that's where most of the regional games are going to be played. And it's going to cost $19.99 a month, or you can pay $190 and have it for the full year. But Bally Sports Plus has already been launched in some of the Major League Baseball markets like Detroit, Kansas City, Miami, Milwaukee, Tampa Bay. So you can watch all the games there. But for $20 a month, that's not a bad deal. It really isn't. And unfortunately, because I have YouTube TV, Bally Sports hasn't been available for me for a couple of years now. And it's a great way to be able to catch all the Pelicans games, because I think it's going to be a good year and we're all going to want to check out what's going on with them. And let's see here. One of the big games that'll be coming up, and I know everybody's going to be looking forward to towards the beginning of the year, is going to be the Pelicans and the Suns. And the Suns will come to New Orleans, and I always thought this was weird, because I haven't noticed this until the last couple of years, that where teams are playing back-to-back games in the same city. So December 9th and 11th, the Suns are coming to town. That'll be the only time that they'll be here, but they'll be playing December 9th, December 11th, and it'll be fun. I'm sure everybody will have their Jay Crowder chants ready, and we can see another face off of Jose Alvarado and Chris Paul, and I'm sure Chris Paul will be dealt fits once again by Jose Alvarado. Let's see. And then some other basketball news. I guess everything is hunky-dory now between Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets, because as of today, there was a report that came out that the Nets and Kevin Durant have met, and they've all agreed to move forward together, and he's not going to fulfill his trade wishes. So the quote was that Steve Nash and I, together with Joe Tsai and Clara Wusai, they met with this is general manager Sean Marks of the Nets talking about it, that they met with Durant and his agent in Los Angeles, and they've agreed to move forward with their partnership. We're focusing on basketball with one collective goal in mind: build a lasting franchise to bring a championship to Brooklyn. You know, of course, Durant's wanted out all summer long, and you know, truth be told, they weren't going to get what they wanted in return for him. You know, with his track record, I don't think any team was willing to part ways with, you know, a king's ransom of draft picks for somebody who historically doesn't, you know, want to let any grass grow underneath his feet anywhere he's been. I mean, he had it made being with the Warriors with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and all the Draymond Green and that whole gang. But, you know, that wasn't good enough. So he wanted out, and he went to Brooklyn. And I think Brooklyn really did him a pretty big solid, because he was injured when he signed, and they gave him a lot of money not to play. The Nets, I think, have a ton of issues between him and Kyrie Irving and Ben Simmons, who Lord knows who when he's going to play or what his situation is. But Irving, he was wanting out too. But then, you know, after he said that he wanted out, then he signed an extension with them. But it's crazy to me. And I don't really look for the Nets to I don't know. They might make the playoffs. They were on the cut. You know, they did make the playoffs last year, but they were right there on the bubble for most of the time, and really not playing up to their potential at all. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that goes and how long that they can all play nice. Because if you remember, Durant said that it was basically either Steve Nash and his coaching staff or him, you know, threw out that ultimatum with the Nets. And, you know, I mean, obviously that's the way things go these days in professional sports, which I think is absolutely bonkers. But, you know, I don't know how they can let water, you know, let it all be water under the bridge and move on and be successful. They can move on, but I don't really believe there's going to be much success with the Nets this year. And to win a championship, I think that's crazy talk. I don't really see that happening. I think there's too many good teams above the Nets, and I don't know if the Nets have done much to make themselves better. So, all right, well, you need to take a break, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
I don't want to be the bad guy.
Radio show on WGSO 990 AM, and we didn't get to talk about it yesterday because we weren't here yesterday, but I wanted to talk about the Saints' loss Friday night in Green Bay. They lost 20-10, unfortunately, but you know, it's one of those things. I wouldn't want anyone to think that the sky is falling, and you know, there were very little, though, bright spots. I think the biggest bright spot that you could talk about would be the Saints special teams and Will Lutz hitting a 59-yard field goal, which is fantastic, and that shows great signs with him coming off of a core injury and missing all of last year. And then, of course, Blake Gillikin and his 81-yard punt, which, by the way, got him a quote-unquote random drug test after the game was over with, which I thought was a little funny. And but you know, he was a great punter all last year, and really was one of the bright spots of the team last year. So I don't know why that's such a big surprise. I think the first thing you need to talk about when you want to talk about the game last Friday night is Ian Book, and he played the entire game, and really. It was really more of what he showed in the first preseason game, which really wasn't a whole lot. You know, he had it very similar to the first game. He fumbled a snap on one possession that they lost, and then very next possession threw an interception, just like he did in the first preseason game. And it's unfortunate, but I think he's playing himself out of a position on the roster, because really at this point there's probably not a whole lot of reason to keep him around whenever you have Andy Dalton as a backup, and then you know, if something were to happen, you still have Taysom Hill who could be the emergency quarterback in a situation like that. And then, you know, if that were the case, you could always then you know, if Dalton and Jameis were to both be injured, you could always go get a quarterback off the street in free agency during the season. So I really don't see there being a place for Ian Book. And it's unfortunate because, you know, going to training camp last year and watching him, you know, he seemed really sharp, and his mannerisms, I said it a lot on the show, his mannerisms, I won't say how he actually played, but his mannerisms reminded me of Drew. And it could have been too. He's a little undersized as well. But, you know, at this point, you know, he's got to have a better mastery of the offense and be able to make decisions. And the biggest thing I noticed watching him is that he's a very athletic quarterback, but he's not willing to stay in the pocket when things get tough. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean that he bails out. And instead of going through his progressions and trying to find an open receiver, he's quick to just take off running. And most of the time, it's not really for much of a gain. And it's really not helping the situation at all. You know, let's be fair. Whenever when he's playing in these games, you're not getting, you know, the number one wide receiver group most of the time. You're not getting the number one offensive line most of the time, but he's also got, you know, at the same time, you're not playing against number ones on defense either, and he's got to be able to make better decisions. And I just don't see the progression from him from year one to year two. And, you know, I think he was thrown in a really bad situation on Monday Night Football against the Dolphins last year and still wanted to give him a fair shake. But I just don't see it at this point in the game. He's hung a few wide receivers out to dry, you know, over the middle, and you just can't do that. He's got to make better plays. He threw a couple good deep balls Friday night. However, I just don't see there being a much of a fit for him to move forward on this team. And I, you know, you might be able to stash him on the practice squad. I think that's certainly a possibility because I don't believe that you're going to have very many people that are going to scoop him up off the practice squad and put him on their 53-man roster. I think that every roster spot is super important, and I just don't feel like that there's a lot of teams that are willing to take a risk on someone who, at least thus far, is not showing much for it in way of being able to compete as a starter or even as a solid backup in the NFL. And that's a shame because he had a great collegiate career at Notre Dame, but it's just I don't feel like it's working for him. Also, the defense was kind of shaky also last Friday night. I really wasn't very impressed with it either. And then one of the bad things is James Hurt. He's been sidelined with an injury, so it looks as though that Trevor Penning, who, you know, the Saints drafted with their 19th overall pick, looks like he's going to be the guy at left tackle. And you know, he's had flashes where he's played really, you know, really great and very physical. However, he's also followed it up with, you know, letting speed rush get him off the ends. And that's certainly something that you can't have. And he's going to have to get better at that, which, you know, it's all, there's a learning curve to it. And he certainly has the physicality and the mental makeup to overcome it. So I look for him to be a good offensive lineman. We just got to make sure, or they got to make sure, that he keeps his keeps his attitude in check. And I mean that with him getting into altercations, what was it, 3 or 4 days in a row, something like that, at the beginning of training camp, because you certainly can't shoot yourself in the foot with 15-yard unsportsmanlike conduct penalties to kill out drives. And with as talented of a team as the Saints are, you know, they're going to be competing with other very talented teams, that, especially if you make it to the postseason and make it to the playoffs. You just can't have those type of things. But it'll be interesting to see what happens on Friday night with the Chargers coming into the Dome, and that'll be the last preseason game, and then we'll only be about little under 2 weeks away from actual football happening in week one. So you know, that's when the rubber meets the road, as they say. So let's take a break. We'll get some news. We'll come back. We can finish talking a little bit about the Saints and talk some baseball and who knows what else. So don't anybody go anywhere. We'll be right back. My friends are in my head. I'm so ugly. That's okay, cause so are you. Book of Mirrors, Sunday morning is every day for all I care.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, It's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorrington. Plans to move violent youth offenders from the Bridge City Center for Youth to Angola are on hold after a motion was filed on the grounds that it violates a juvenile's due process. Loyola University Law Professor Dane Cialino says it has merit because the U.S. Supreme Court says you can't treat juveniles the same as adults.
The principal underlying purpose for juvenile detention facilities is rehabilitation. It's trying to develop these people into productive adults.
A trial on the matter is scheduled for September 6th and 7th. The life expectancy in Louisiana has declined by 3 years. The CDC says in 2020, it's 73 years you're expected to live in the Bayou State. Dr. Benjamin Springate, chief of community and population medicine at LSU Health, says the pandemic played a significant role in lowering the age.
The change with the most recent data, of course, is the number of deaths that were associated with COVID-19, as well as the number of deaths associated with overdoses, which caused every single state to see a drop in life expectancy.
LRN.
I'm up brewing coffee before the sun comes up. I do it because I'm passionate about being a bright spot in my customer's day. I'm made for this.
It's about more than just fixing a car for me. I'm passionate about making sure my customers and their families are safe on the road. I'm made for this.
We know what it's like to be passionate about what you do. It's how we feel about workers' comp. For over 30 years, we've been protecting businesses and their employees. We're Luba Workers' Comp, and we're made for this. Discover the Luba difference at lubawc.com. That's lubawc.com.
Introducing the greatest hits from the lottery. Play Hit $50, win up to $1,000. Collect all three scenes. Visit your favorite lottery retailer and ask for Hit $50 today for your chance to win. Make this your winning season and play New Orleans Saints from the lottery. Win up to $100,000. Enter the second chance drawings for VIP experiences. Details at louisianalottery.com/saints. Play New Orleans Saints today. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. CoolCaraffe.com is a Louisiana company. CoolCaraffe.com.
Sticking around for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. We were talking a little bit about Saints football before the break, and I wanted to finish some of that train of thought because I read an article yesterday on NOLA.com by Jeff Duncan, and I really liked some of the things that he was talking about on things. What was the title of it? Five Things of Concern as the Saints regular season approaches, and I the five things he listed was offensive continuity, safety play, left tackle, penalties, and linebacker depth. And I think all of those are very valid. So let's talk a little bit about that. You know, with this game coming up Friday night with the Chargers, I think actually, as much as it pains me to say, I think you may need to play some of the starters in this game. At least for a series, and see what you really have, because there hasn't been a whole lot of continuity so far in the first two games, other than that very first drive with Andy Dalton. And maybe that means letting Andy Dalton take the reins again and play a couple series. But, you know, with Jameis being injured a couple weeks ago, and he is a full go back in practice now. He was a full participant yesterday and today, I believe. You really need to see where you are with things. And as much as I hate to do that, because you don't want to get anybody hurt, that's the biggest thing, is just get through these preseason games, get through training camp with nobody on the injured list is paramount to success. Because really, you know, you think about it, you can have all the talent in the world, and certainly the Saints have over the past few years. But injuries have been the thing that have really held them back. Of course, last year I think the Saints could have been a lot better of a team than a 9-8 record, and certainly made it into the playoffs, you know, had Jameis been healthy. And you know, there's a lot of people that they're not big on Jameis, and justifiably so. But the way that he played in those five games before he was injured, I thought, they're really just scratching the surface, and it was very conservative, you know, probably even a little more conservative than I would have liked to have seen. However, I think it was necessary at the time, and I would like to see what this offense looks like with quote unquote the training wheels being taken off. So, you know, I would like to see what Taysom Hill looks like at in a tight end position with Jameis under center, along with Michael Thomas. Chances are real high, though, you probably aren't going to see Michael Thomas until week one of the regular season. And I get it, but it would just be nice to see exactly what the Saints really are on offense. And maybe it's just being selfish because they're going to know, because they see it every day at practice. But as a fan and as somebody who has vested interest in them, I want to see what actually is going on and how good they actually look. Chris Olave, I think, is the real deal from what I watched at training camp and what I've seen in the games. I think he looks great. Like I said, I would really like to see Taysom Hill more in that tight end position with Jameis under center, because I didn't get to see a lot of that because Taysom was still nursing a broken rib, I believe is what he had. So I didn't really get to see him with the training camps I was at. And, of course, like we talked about, James Hurst being injured at left tackle, you know, you want to be able to see what this team looks like all together. And it may be that we don't know truly what we have until week one. And then we really haven't seen our starting safeties either. You know, Tyrann Mathieu hasn't been in there. Marcus May, I believe, has maybe gotten a little bit of work. I think he did in the first game. I don't really remember seeing him much after that. And, you know, another thing is the penalties. Obviously, those have got to the Malcolm Roach penalty Friday night was so stupid. So stupid. You had them backed up to, I think they were inside their own five, and to get a roughing the passer penalty when he really didn't even have a shot at completing the pass, and the guy and Jordan Love was already on his way down. There was no reason for Malcolm Roach to make that hit. Now, I'll give credit where credit's due. He bounced back after getting an earful on the sideline, and I think he played really well the rest of the game. However, you know, that was a killer, and really I think that shifted the momentum of that game, and the Saints just were really, it didn't seem like they were ever able to get it back. Another area that I think that is going to be a huge area of opportunity is going to be the linebackers. I mean, other than DeMario Davis, who's I think is probably one of the best, probably top two, top three middle linebackers in the NFL, and such a smart player and a leader, you know, a great leader on that defense. And I think there's a lot of upside with Pete Werner. But past those two, you know, really don't know what you have. Kiko Alonso came out of retirement a couple of weeks ago, and then they just signed John Bostic last week. So I don't feel very comfortable with the depth of that linebacker core, because again, you're gonna have to deal with injuries. That's just the name of the game, and a lot of the times the teams that are successful are the ones that are able to overcome all of that, and have that depth. And the Saints, you know, that's one of the things that has been one of the pluses for the Saints over the past few years is the depth, especially in the secondary. And I think the secondary again has a ton of depth, and might have the best cornerback duo in the league with Marshawn Lattimore and Adebo. So, you know, that's great, but man, at linebacker, it's pretty thin. You know, I really wanted him to re-sign Quan Alexander. I think that was he played very well when he was on the field and for the Saints. And I know he had some injuries in the first season he was with them, and played really well last year. And I was sad to see him go. And unfortunately, he's going to play for the Jets. So, you know, good luck to him. But I think there's a lot of question marks right now with the Saints, and hopefully some of them get answered on Friday night. But I don't think that they are, because you're probably not going to see enough of the primetime players to be able to have a really good read on what's going on. And we're probably going to have to wait until that week one game against Atlanta, which there you go again, even with a decisive win against the Falcons. I don't know really if you know what you have. It's going to take that game in week two against Tampa Bay to really show what this team is capable of and what it's you know, what it can do. So we'll just have to stay tuned, and we'll see Friday night if some of these question marks can get checked off and get answered. So let's see, a couple other things going on in the NFL, in the also in the NFC South, that Baker Mayfield has been named the number one QB in Carolina. So he's going to get that start on the opener on September 11th against his former team, the Browns, who, like we talked about last week, they're going to have to play. They're going to have to play 11 games without him. And I look for Carolina to win that game. I think you're going to see a very fired up Baker Mayfield. However, you know, it's what he does past that game. And I don't know if they'd have enough depth on that roster to make it to the postseason. You know, you're going to be talking about the Saints and the Bucks in the South, and it's going to be hard for the Panthers to overcome either of those teams. So I don't really see that happening, but it's not really surprising that Sam Darnold is going to have to be the backup, because after those first few weeks where he was just electric, last season. He took a complete nosedive, and it kind of coincided with Christian McCaffrey being injured as well. But, you know, we'll have to see if he can stay on the field, because historically that is not the case. And unfortunately, too, the Panthers also lost their or fortunate for the rest of the NFC South, they also lost their number one draft pick, Matt Corral, or their rookie quarterback, who had a lot of potential and was also tied to the Saints in a lot of the rumors pre-draft. So, you know, I don't look for much of a year from the Panthers. They might hover around the 500 mark, truthfully. And then with the Washington Commanders, this is a huge deal with them, because they don't, you know, they can't afford to lose any of their impact players, and they're going to lose Chase Young, who is probably, you know, has all the makeup and the capability of being one of the elite defensive ends in the NFL for years to come. And he's going to miss at least four weeks with a tear to his right ACL and MCL. He was on the pup list for that. He was placed on the pup list again on Tuesday, and I guess it's all due to the injury that tearing his ACL and MCL in November last year, and it's just not coming together for him. So, all right, well, we need to take a break. And we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about baseball and we'll get out of here. So don't anybody go away. We'll be right back.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Efelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Efelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Efelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Raging Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Raging Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Radio show, and it is the last segment of the evening, but wanted to talk some baseball, and there was interesting news that happened over the weekend with current Atlanta Brave Marcell Ozuna, who, if you remember, got in quite a bit of trouble last year, who he was arrested with and charged with aggravated assault by strangulation and battery after police say they witnessed him attacking his wife. And actually, there's actually body cam video of it as well. But the charges were actually dropped and because he completed a pretrial diversion program. So he had to do like 200 hours of community service, and he had to do 6 months supervision and a 24-week family violence intervention program. And he was also suspended by Major League Baseball for 20 games under their domestic violence policy. And he missed the final 24 games of the regular season. And he was allowed to return at the beginning of the season this year. But he missed out on all the playoffs and a World Series championship with the Braves. But you would think that that would keep you out of trouble and you would learn lessons, but you don't sometimes with these guys. And so he was arrested on, was it Saturday morning? And I'm sorry, it was early Friday morning he was arrested. And we talked about this Friday. And he was arrested with giving it for a DUI, but he also gave his Major League Baseball ID card to the officer who pulled him over and said he was Ozuna from the Braves, and just stupid. And I ended up watching the body cam video of it, and he's very perplexed as to why he was getting arrested for driving under the influence. However, then whenever he got up to, he somehow ended up playing Sunday, and was then booed by his home crowd as he came up to bat, and rightfully so. And I think his time with the Braves is probably just about over, and I don't really know if there's a place for him anywhere else. You know, I don't know how many chances people get. It seems like in professional sports, folks get a lot of chances, but I don't know. I don't think with him hitting 211, it's really worth it. And he's still got 1 year left on that $65 million deal, but he could be out after this season. We'll have to see. Let's see here. What else is going on? Other news. And I think this is really good for Angel fans and fans of Major League Baseball. But the Moreno family, who owns the Los Angeles Angels, is exploring the possibility of selling the team. And I think that's a wonderful idea, because that franchise, I think, has been in shambles for a very long time, and they've thrown a lot of money around. They bought the club back in 2003 for $184 million, which by today's standards is a steal. They bought it from the Walt Disney Corporation. And, you know, they won a world championship in the early 2000s, but they haven't been able to recapture that. And it, you know, they've certainly had talented players. They've had Albert Pujols. They've got Mike Trout. They've got Shohei Ohtani. You know, at the time they had Josh Hamilton, even when he was playing really well before he went off the deep end, and none of it has seemed to really work out in their favor. And you know, I think that there's a lack of coaching, lack of scouting, and just a lack of front office presence in general to be able to put a good team on the field. And my God, I don't know how it's possible that they can't find pitching, other than Shohei Ohtani. That past him, there's really not much that they've had. You know, I can't think of all of the free agents that they had. C.J. Wilson being the first one that comes to mind after his World Series with the Rangers. But I think it could be a really good thing to get some fresh perspective, get a new owner in there who's excited. And I don't think it's about necessarily spending money, but spending money wisely. And if you're going to spend that money, spend it on the right free agents, players that are going to have an impact and be able to gel, because just because you buy a bunch of stars doesn't mean that it's all going to work out in the long run. So, and then some other baseball news out of L.A., and the Dodgers are going to be without Walker Buehler even longer, because he needed to go. He needed to get Tommy John surgery for the second time in his career. And they were saying earlier in the month that he would have to have elbow surgery that would end the season for him. But that means, you know, best case scenario, he may be back a year from now. I mean, I sometimes it's sped up a little bit, but you know, realistically, he could be ready for, the late season push for the playoffs. And not that they have to push for the playoffs with the team that they have, but I mean, he's one of the best pitchers in the game when he's healthy, and you know, they're certainly going to miss him. So that probably means they're going to be opening up that checkbook again in the winter and seeing who they can bring in. And there'll certainly be a lot of options. I know Jacob DeGrom is going to be a free agent after this year. And along with him, the Mets stud closer, Edwin Diaz, he'll be a free agent also. So there'll be plenty of options out there for the Dodgers to spend some money. So I'm sure they're going to do that. And maybe tomorrow night we'll talk more about some of the better free agents that'll be available after the season's over with. So we are out of town. We are out of time. Might be out of town too. I don't know. We're out of time, so we need to get out of here. And Eric Schein is up next with Maritime Matters. So until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria. Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street, and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.